views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Everybody has a karmic path, whether we're aware of it or not, and we don't live in a bubble, and our actions echo out. But here's the interesting thing about those actions. They actually echo out lifetime after lifetime. And that's, if you think about it, it can be a scary thought, but it's also what Christ meant as life everlasting. So let's talk about reincarnation.
Okay. We know that in the year 553 AD at the Council of Nicaea in Constantinople, that the concept of reincarnation was removed from the Bible, which is what a lot of people mean when they say that the Bible has been edited so many times, it's hard to know what the original intent was, much less the original words. And the reason that reincarnation was edited out is because the prostitute who was sleeping with one of the cardinals at the Council of Nicaea,
oops,
didn't want anyone to recognize her as a prostitute in a future life. So she convinced him to have it removed. I don't even want to know what that karma is.
Well, and how does that make sense?
Catholic Church, they're always screwing things. Sorry, I'm very
politically correct now, aren't we?
But no, I'm not politically correct sometimes.
I know. It's okay.
I'm not.
I enjoy that about you.
I'm a little surly today.
She's surly today, by the way. And we've been working all day today and she's surly, so.
Okay.
But most religions have the concept of reincarnation built in them. So it's not a foreign concept.
It's not. And I think people know it on some level, even if they don't acknowledge it. And everywhere we go, people want to know about past lives. And they go, you know, I should have a regression.
Can you help me remember my past lives? Can you, how do I find out about past lives? And I think that's a natural curiosity.
I want to point out, having done thousands of past life regressions with people, I always kind of warned them before we start that people think that they're going to get this revelation. And if they're in Hollywood, they think they're either Marilyn or Greta Garbo or somebody famous that people still remember their name. They don't ever reincarnate as some actress that no one ever remembers.
Or a farmer from, the 18th century who lived 30 years. I mean,
or a guy who is cannon fodder from, Europe. Yeah. People don't want to know about that life. But unfortunately, people didn't live very long in past lives. They died early. 50 was old. And we are dramatically enhancing lifespans. In fact, so many people have never lived this long. I've heard people say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with myself now that I'm 60. It's like, dude, 60's not old. You have so much ahead of you.
Orange is the new black. 20 is the new 30. 60 is the new 40.
Orange is a new black has to do with age. But anyway, there you go, Laura. The point is that people are living longer and longer, which means they're creating more karma over time, which is a really important concept. So I remind people that if you do a regression, it's not you're going to find out you were this amazing light worker. You might find out you did something terrible in a past life, or the person that you really loved this life did something terrible to you in a past life, or you died a horrific death and that trauma is echoing forward, or you just see something mundane and ordinary and it was a moment in time. And one woman, I think we did maybe 10 different regressions. I swear to God, she died a horrific, here I pounded the thing again.
I know.
She died a horrific death every single time. And if you're looking for a past life regressionist, you need to make sure they're not using hypnosis. You want to remember everything that was said. You don't want somebody to hypnotize you, because a lot of other things happen in hypnosis if that person's not really ethical and careful. You want to be able to have someone who's not going to suggest something to you.
Or to flat out tell you what they think a past life was for you. You want to keep your power. You want to keep your power in the situation. So if you are looking to figure out a past life, or if you're trying to figure out one of the reasons why people will want to know about a past life is perhaps they have a current life problem that they're having difficulty solving. So maybe by exploring a past life, they can get some answers they need. But if you
never that simple,
I know
never
but
that
sometimes,
simple.
Sometimes, but if you. I don't know. I forgot my train of thought. Sorry. It was a good one too.
The past lives are never going to be that simple as to help you resolve completely the situation you have today. I mean, I had one woman who had so many problems with her husband, and we did several regressions, and he murdered her in every single life. He killed her. And she's married to him in this life. And she said, you know, but this life, it's going to be different. I said, or you could divorce him. And not be terrified.
Yeah.
Even though he could still come after you. But what happened in this life is both of them changed. Something about her changed. She had to change, which caused, as a catalyst, he changed. And they've been married, I don't know, 30, 40 years. And they're still married and they're still both alive.
Okay.
So that future that could have happened didn't, because she changed.
And when we're looking at our soul, what makes us who we are. So this body that I have right now is temporary. It's not forever. My soul, the compilation of my soul's history and your soul's history shapes who you are. And so a lot of times, that client that you had made a change. It changed her karmic path. It's echoing out. So maybe it was a change of 1 degree, but that 1 degree becomes exponential throughout time.
And I would say that what happened to her, because she realized what he'd done to her, and even in this life, before she'd had any regression, she would tell people, if I die, he killed me. It's like, how do you know that that's even
well, and it could have been her subconscious.
Her subconscious was always afraid.
Yeah.
And what I was able to do is get her to move out, to exercise her independence, to show that she could leave him, because that was really the nugget of the issue. Life after life after life, he had control, had power over her, and she always kept out.
So karma always puts us in the position to find out if we've learned the lesson. And it sounds like this time maybe she learned the lesson, and it took maybe 10 or 12 lifetimes to figure that out. So because we're having this discussion now, it gives us a great chance to analyze and look at our lives to figure out, what is it I need to learn? What can I bring to my consciousness that I can learn to evolve at maybe even a quicker pace or a different pace?
In this case, her ability to exercise independence and to leave him, even for several months, woke him up to a level that even she didn't fully appreciate. And he developed a grudging respect for her. She wasn't mean or cruel. She didn't shove it in his face. Her personality remained basically the same, but she found an inner strength that forced him to respect her on a new level. When that took place, it shifted the karmic path for the entire family, because she showed her children and grandchildren, you shouldn't put
All
up
right.
with abuse.
It shifts that family's pattern.
Yes.
And it shifts that family's pattern for an eternity, if you think about it. So that one change has shifted all of the children and the future children that come into that family group dynamic.
And he started treating each of the children and their spouses with a greater level of respect. A lot of things shifted.
And we are going to be talking more about past lives and stuff, but I want to keep going with the story a little bit, because she was earning negative karma for allowing the abuse.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
so she's
right.
being abused, but because she was allowing it, she's earning that negative karma. When she stopped allowing the abuse to happen, she also mitigated the negative karma her husband was created. And she mitigated the negative karma that their current life children would be creating, because as parents, our children learn through what we do. So if she had sons, those sons could have been abusers, or those daughters could have been abusers. So by shifting that, she stops the negative family pattern happening, and it changes that karmic situation for all of them.
And that was one of the comments that I made to her is, you're showing your children and your grandchildren that the abuse and the cruel, vicious things he does to you in public are okay behavior. And this guy's a multimillionaire. They're in the big social scene.
For the kids, that's their norm.
And that was the last time I actually had a conversation with her. She was in this huge quandary. Even though she'd left him, she went back, and I was really disappointed. She needed to stay away longer, in my opinion. But maybe that wasn't necessarily the whole case, because she thought about it for a long time, and she started standing up for herself. Even though she moved back in, she started standing up for herself so much more, which pushed that catalyst for change to the surface. And it has and continues to have a really happy result.
So we're talking about past...
Instead of a happy ending, a happy beginning.
Happy beginning. Yes, you're right. So we're talking about past lives, reincarnation, what the role free will has in it, what the role psychics can have in this, and you know what clues to look for if you're curious about past lives. So that's what we're going to be discussing for the rest of the show. So stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we have... This is a topic that we're extremely passionate about. So you're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Please check out our sponsors, theoillounge.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Fenton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenFenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. This is The Karmic Path. And while we were on break, Laura received a question through our Facebook live chat feed, whatever that's called.
Yeah. Well, so somebody wrote into us and, you know, they're saying, well, I've got all these, you know, I've got some problems and issues and I don't know what to do about it. So should I just give up now and just call it done? But what we want to offer is looking at the lessons, you know, there's no person out there that hasn't had trials and tribulations and traumas and dramas. And in some lifetimes, we have easier lifetimes than others, and some are more difficult than others. But at the end of the day, what is it that you're learning from this experience? So, you know, for example, if somebody is broaching homelessness and they're living a life of poverty, what are they learning from it? And you actually, during break, Tina, brought up a really good point. The author Neil Donald Walsh, from Conversations of God, was homeless. He was homeless for a long time, and now he's a millionaire. But what he learned from being homeless at that time was changed his karmic path so he could write this book.
And the other bigger lesson from that is there's no healing without connection to God.
That's true.
And that, I mean, if you look at that turnaround, no, you're probably not, you may not write a book like Walsh, but who knows, you might. No right. One can say, oh, you know, only Walsh could do that. And that's not true. I'll tell you who else was homeless, was J.K. Rowling, who wrote all the Harry Potter books.
But, there's a lot of homelessness out there, and not everybody is going to have fame and fortune, et cetera, but there's possibilities. And, you know, another aspect of this is a karmic balance because, you know, I've also, part of this person who wrote in says, I'm always helping people for free. And, you know, Tina and I are some psychics. We've helped a lot of people for free, but you have to be careful when you do that, because when we constantly help others for free, we create a karmic imbalance. And I see on, you know, social media all the time, oh, psychics, they have this gift and they should never charge. Well, that's actually wrong, because these abilities are learned and earned over lifetimes. And by charging a client, and it can be a sliding scale, it could be a barter or anything, it helps keep that relationship in balance. And I know we're going off topic a little bit. Reincarnation, but I just kind of want to throw that out there. All right.
Let's go back to the person who's homeless that says she gives everything away for free. What is she giving away? Which we don't know.
We don't know.
And we don't know what her product or service is that she's giving away for free. And I think that there are a lot of services for the homeless. And the question I would offer is, how much have you partaken of those services? So, and I've known of, I've done past life situations, you know, regressions where someone was homeless in life after life. And when they were willing to look at some elements of their own personality and they didn't blame other people, things began to shift, just like the woman who, you know, her husband murdered her every life. What did she do that took a certain level of responsibility? That worked in her case. I'm being very careful now because we do see this life after life, and it's sometimes far more complicated than that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some men, no matter what the woman tries to do to escape him or take their kids, he kills her. And for that, I think it's a much bigger picture. It's a much harder problem. So we're going to go back on topic dealing with past lives.
Yeah, and you know, I want to thank her for writing in, and she wrote in some more things, and I want to offer that we're going to address those privately offline. But I thought those were great topics to bring up. All right, so here's a question: am I an old soul or a new soul? We hear this one a lot.
No one ever says, oh, she's such a new soul. No one ever says that. What they all say is, such an old soul.
But, you know, I'm going to offer a different take on that. Is it an old soul or a wise soul? Because we have a book, Soul Evolution, Past Lives and Karmic Ties. And in this book, we talk about not everyone is evolving up the food chain.
No, you don't get to go to life school and you get a diploma in the sixth grade.
No.
And then you get this thing that says plunk on your forehead.
Sometimes we have to repeat the course, right?
I had a woman.
Like, trigonometry, I might have to repeat that one.
I had a woman many, many years ago. I thought she was 25. She was 52. Actually, the numbers are kind of reversed there. But what struck me was, I think she was a borderline personality. But what struck me was she looked 25 because a lot of times a person can judge your age by your eyes because there's wisdom that is acquired through life experience in your eyes. And sometimes that wisdom lives within you from previous lives. That's a really big deal.
It is. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some fun stuff now. Psychics who do regressions.
Let's be really careful. A lot of psychics don't do regressions. They just look at someone and go.
We had somebody that came up to us. A few months ago and said, you know, basically she's walking down the street and this woman walks up to her and says that, you know, she was responsible for all of these deaths. And the woman's like, whoa, what? So you want to explain that a little bit? Better than
we had a person contact us and say that they was this okay. She met this psychic who said, oh my gosh, in a past life, you were responsible for a fire in which all these children were killed. So, you know, you had this terrible past life, and so consequently, you know,
bless you.
That's not a good thing. And it caused, let's look at the ripple effect of this psychic who wasn't asked.
She was not asked for an opinion. First of all, it is an opinion.
It's an opinion, and no one can prove that that's true unless this particular client actually were to say, I want to do a regression. She didn't have a regression. I've seen this over and over and over. The psychic walks up and said, oh, I think you had a past life here.
How many healers from Atlantis have we met?
Well, I had a guy who I worked with for 6 months. I didn't charge him because he said he was penniless. I helped his whole family and they began to make progress. And this weird, I shouldn't say weird psychic because we are one.
They're all weird, aren't they?
We are all weird. Psychic comes to town. He said he's so famous and he charges $1,000 per reading. And he said, and I scraped it together. And I said, so I've been working with you for 6 months for free.
God, shredded ethics would be like so awesome right now. I'm kidding.
Shredded ethics. I was so stunned. And I said, let me guess. He told you were a great healer from Atlantis. He said, how did you know? And I said, because he tells everybody the same thing, walks away with a grand from all these gullible, well-meaning, desiring to know people. And they just blew their money on a piece of information that's probably a lie. What are you supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
I'm on a soapbox.
She is. She's surly today, by the way.
if I hear that one more time.
Well, all right. So psychics who give readings and especially with past lives, because, you know, we mentioned the beginning of the show that people look towards figuring out a past life because they're maybe looking to solve an issue or a problem or something. All right, a psychic who tells you a past life, I can tell you anything. And if I say it with authority enough, you're going to believe me. Think about that.
I can walk in your house, look at your walls, and tell you what I think your past life was.
And this,
but that doesn't mean it's true.
It doesn't mean it's true. And we have to be really careful because when something like that happens, you don't want to give up your personal power. And so, you know, the woman that, you know, we were talking to said, I was told these horrible things. Well, consciously or subconsciously, it can change the way she conducts her current life.
Well, it also caused her an enormous sense of guilt.
That may or may not be true.
Absolutely may not be true. Maybe there was a fire and she tried to save all those children.
Maybe the psychic person got it wrong.
Or maybe the psychic person maybe saw 0.1%. Because in any regression, and again, I've done a lot of regressions with people, you might, you know, you have a lifespan of, say, 50 years. That person died and they were 50 when they died. And the psychic might see 1 minute of one lifetime. If you asked yourself, is there 1 minute of your lifetime that would sum up your entire life? You'd go, well, that's really stupid. Well, that's actually what's happening with that psychic.
That's what it is. And we have to be careful about these past lives because we don't know what we don't know.
We also have to be very mindful that if you are going to a psychic for a reading, it may sound fun, but the subconscious, your own subconscious is going to believe that psychic and whatever that psychic says, because one, if you paid the money and they're doing a tarot reading and you don't
or
know
some kind of reading
or some kind of reading, whether it's runes or angel cards, whatever divination tool they're using, you have no way of knowing if that's true. And to me, the cruelest part of this of all is that if you do find a legitimate ethical regressionist, then that psychic, the tarot card reader, has poisoned your knowledge well, because you're going to think that that's what you should say.
All right, when we come back, let's talk about that and the power of free will when it comes to these situations. You are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be back shortly.
Your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Karmic Path. You're on Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to us because we're talking about past lives. And we were kind of feeling really heated about the topic.
Yeah.
And what we're going to talk about next is the first rule. If you have any psychic ability, is to do no harm. And I know we've all seen, and I'm just going to call it out, the Long Island medium walks up to somebody and says, "Oh my gosh, you had a past life here and here.
Or your grandma's here or
your
something.
Grandma's here."
And she just blurts it out.
She blurts it out. "I'm sorry, did you have permission for that?"
Well, she just abrogated your free will, or anyone who does that will abrogate your free will. And it changes your karmic path, and you had no choice over that matter.
You also see this with psychics who say, "Oh, I see that you did this or you did that." They abrogated free will, and they created a karmic ripple effect, and they harmed that person. That's black magic. Because if you're doing that, and you're using your cards, or you feel like you're so psychic, it's all about you and your ego. Nothing to do with what's best for the person. And if you decide, "Oh, I think that person should know that they were this," really? That sounds a little vengeful to me. How is that doing no harm? And if you say, "I can see that your dad, whom this person adores, probably raped you. You know, he was a rapist."
Actually, I know of a person that had that happen. She went to one of those street palm reader people or whatever, and she was told that her current dad had raped her lifetime after lifetime, including this lifetime, but she didn't remember being raped by her dad in this lifetime. And now her relationship with her father has forever changed.
I can't... It's cruel on levels that, because she poisoned the well. She put that thought, which is black magic. Let's call it what it is. It's black magic. She put that in that woman's head, and she was seeking to feed on the trauma between these two human beings who had this great relationship. And this woman basically inserted a piece of poison between them. Now, they each have a choice in how they will react to it. But if some psychic walks up to you or you get some reading and it says something that's like that, for God's sake, look at the ego of the psychic and just toss it out. It's just not true.
All right. So when we're looking at getting a regression done, and sometimes regressions can be spontaneous, but when we're looking to get a regression done, do your homework. Find out from other people, get referrals from that person that you're seeking the regression from. Don't just hand your power over on a nice silver platter. Get referrals. Find out how they do the regression. Do they simply just size you up and tell you what they think? Or do they put you under hypnosis so you don't remember?
Or is it conscious?
It
a guided, conscious process? And the regression therapist actually explains to you that you cannot tell anyone else in your life that you know that this or this or this happened. And if maybe you do have a regression and you do find out that somebody in your life, I mean, this actually happened to me. I discovered that a previous relative murdered me in another life. It was pretty awful. And that person's in my life. This life is not my husband, let me assure you. And this life, obviously, I outlived that person. My point with this is, all right, I got to know that. That explained a lot of my emotional feelings toward her. It also showed me that I needed to resolve it this life in a karmically correct way. I never told her what happened. I would never do that. Whether or not I liked that person is irrelevant. I still had a karmic responsibility not to harm her. And by changing who I was, changing my feelings and my behavior, I changed the nature of our relationship. And in this life, before she died, we were able to say that we loved one another. That's spiritual progress. But she didn't need to know what happened in another life. That wasn't necessary.
You know, and the ability to ask for something is huge. And I had a client.
Be careful what you wish for, too.
Yeah, right. I had a client that I was working with, and she had some massive migraines, and we were kind of looking for the source of the migraine. And I pinpointed the migraine, but it had to do with a past life, her past life murder. She did not hire me to discuss past life, so therefore, I did not tell her about that past life murder, but I was able to, fix that. And the migraines went away, but she didn't have to know that.
She didn't. I had another client who was visiting a country in Europe who was dramatically affected by World War II, was in a particular country and developed a lot of problems with her throat, to the point they were going to end up in a hospital. And I had a phone call, can you help me? And I could easily see that they were in the town where they died in World War II. It was a very bad death. Not that every death is a good death, but there are better ways to die than others. And once I was able to reassure this person's subconscious that they were all right, that that was another life, and this life they were going to be just fine, it's like someone turned a switch and all the pain and difficulty this person had, it was like somebody turned it off. Within an hour, they were just perfectly fine again. And I realized I could never tell them what I saw. I just said, you know what? It was an anomaly. I fixed it. If you ever want to know more, you know, I would have suggested a regression. But even in that case, with a regression, I can't hint.
All right.
I can't poison the well.
Sometimes we're not supposed to know about a past life. Let's talk about that a little bit.
I have.
Because had you have said, let's do a past life regression, that person may not have understood or brought up that past life.
They might not have. And they might have taken us. We might have been taken to a past life that had nothing to do with World War II.
Right. Because sometimes we're not allowed to know of certain past lives because we need the experience of the do-over, the whole concept that was so popular like 5 or 6 years ago about YOLO, you only lived once. Well, that's not true, because we come back here to learn the lessons that our soul needs. And sometimes it takes a few lifetimes to learn that lesson or lessons.
The other element to this is that you may, I know there's a regression therapist in Los Gatos, California, and she charged, I think, $1,200 to $2,000 for a regression, which is a lot of money. And I know of people who have gone to her, and she's very good at it. I mean, she's written books about the information she's gotten from regressions. And what she discovered was there are certain people, you, no matter what you do, how hard you work, they cannot go back. There's this karmic, I'll call it a karmic block for lack of another word. You can't go back. They're not allowed to go back.
And sometimes it could be that that trauma was so great that it serves no purpose right now. And maybe in a future life, they can go back, or they, when they cross over, they can get the guidance they need.
Sometimes knowing who you were, but remember, we might live 1,000 lives. A regression is going to show you, here you have this long stream of lives.
And so, she's pointing her fingers. And I tried to bite her.
And so along this timeline of lives, you get to see maybe 1 or 2 years in one lifetime. That's not going to describe you as a person. You are the sum total of all of the lifetimes, not just a few minutes of one lifetime. I'm being really adamant about this, but I just feel so strongly that we want to know these things. Now, if something is bothering you, it can be your subconscious warning you that this was a problem in another time and place. So instead of dismissing it, that's your higher self and your subconscious warning you.
Listening to our intuition is vital when it comes to those types of things. When you come up to a person, have you ever met somebody that you walk up to and it's either love at first sight or hate and loathing at first sight?
Been there, done that.
Right? So that's your subconscious remembering things. Follow your intuition. And when we're going to be talking about clues that we can have to look at these, you know, past lives, but follow that intuition. And if you go to thekarmicpath.com, there's a class on there. It's completely free, called The Secret Science Behind Intuition. Sign up for it. Take it. It's a 1-hour class, and it talks about our psychic ability. Intuition is our most important psychic ability. And when we can learn to hone in on that intuition, these other doors start to open up because we are learning and we become more sophisticated.
For that to work, you need to be able to hear your own thoughts, which means you have to talk, you have to turn off social media, turn off the television and the talking heads on television and turn off the noise in your life for even a little while. Go to nature. Nature clears your head, especially a pine forest.
And if you can walk around barefoot, that's even better.
Yes, because that it's called Rolfing. It's grounding you, which is really, really wonderful and really important. And when you begin to hear and listen and decide how to move forward and allow yourself the patience and the kindness, we're not often kind to ourselves. Sometimes the voice we hear in our head is not a good voice. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to be in less judgment of ourselves. And I find that people are so fascinated with past lives that they're doing some extraordinary things to find out what that is. So we're going to...
When we come back, we're going to talk about how can you look for clues to possibly identify certain past lives that you may have had. And it's a certain amount of listening, and we're going to kind of talk about those in depth when we come back. You are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. That's sponsored by theoillounge.com. Go check them out, and we will be right back.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
And by the way, if you think we're really specific in our show, wait till you hear what we have to say in the Psychic Self-Defense course. You can find that on thekarmicpath.com. We're coming back and we're talking about how can you figure out what your past lives are by just looking at your life. And some of the clues are just, they're just really right in front of you.
And a lot of times if you look at history, so if you, when you're a kid and you're studying history, is there an area or a geography or a culture that you have an affinity for? Could be a past life clue. I have a friend of mine who was just really into these certain airplanes. I think it was like some kind of B-1 bomber thing or something. And like he, whenever they would go on vacations, he would always like go to the museums and check these things out.
It would probably be a B-52.
B-52, thank you. I'm not,
not that I lived then. It would be a B-52.
My airplane knowledge is very limited, but I can tell you this much.
Okay.
He was always searching these museums for these specific planes. And one day he was at a museum and he put his hand on this plane. And all of a sudden, in a flash of recall, he remembered being in that particular plane. And it answered so many questions for him. And it was a spontaneous recall. He wasn't looking for it, but he kind of was, because he was, his life sort of in the background at a low level was always revolving around these planes. He had no idea why, but he was just very interested in them. And he didn't have a happy ending in that in a plane, by the way.
No, and maybe he wanted to figure out how to fix it the next life.
Yeah, or, you know, he just needed that closure or something. But when he touched that particular plane, this past life recall just came flashing at him. And then he could relax. And I don't know why. He didn't ask me why. I wasn't going to psychoanalyze him. But he just felt like he relaxed. And, you know, he's a good friend of ours. And
maybe what he realized was, okay, I died in that plane, but I came back. And maybe it's all okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I died, but it wasn't the end.
And looking at, you know, history and, you know.
Well, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I have a neighbor who's a, he's a general practitioner.
Wait, did I ask for an example? No, I'm kidding. we're talking about asking earlier. Yeah. During break.
Yeah. Did you want an example?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, I'm so glad. And it's a, he's basically an old country doctor. The walls of his home are lined with pictures of the West. So, you know, I would never say this to him, but I'm looking at the walls and I'm thinking, you, and he has pictures of a Native American on a mesa looking out across, you know, the plains.
A lot of clues on his walls.
And horses, yeah. And all these clues, and, you know, always wears cowboy boots. I mean, that's where he is the most comfortable. Doesn't own horses, doesn't have a ranch. It's okay. But his whole frame of reference is that. And it's almost as if he comes back life after life after life as a physician, because this time, by God, he's going to save that person.
So we actually got another question. So, and it was, it seems that, you know, the real greatest sin is the real greatest sin is to interfere with someone else's learning experience. And is, you know, is that, because we're talking about, you know, don't interfere. And sometimes interfering can be helpful, but when we're talking about past lives and those things, we need to be asked, we need permission. But if your toddler is, you know, running out in the street and you, you know, grab them, you're interfering. But yes, that's a good thing. So I think there's degrees to that.
Well, we're talking about adults.
Yeah.
Or it could be teenagers, because you see an awful lot of teenage girls flipping cards and doing divination. And we got a related question. Is there a difference between a regression therapist who works with a person and a regressionist who's you flipping, it sounds like flipping burgers, but they're flipping cards, whether it's tarot cards or angel cards or runes, mm-hmm. or whatever tool they're using. They're all divination, which means that they're telling you what they think your past life was, and they're listening to who they think is their spirit guide. But I'm here to tell you, you have no way of knowing who that guide is. Don't do that. It sounds like I'm being dictatorial.
You are, but that's okay.
I'm just, it's like, don't cross the street in the middle of 5 o'clock rush hour when everybody's whizzing by. And you didn't follow, you didn't follow traffic rules. Right. So don't jaywalk. It's like jaywalking.
Other clues are, you know, look at the people in your life. Do you find that you connect to somebody, a particular person, so easily? Well, maybe you had a past life with them somewhere. Or do you find that you are constantly having friction with a sibling or something? Well, maybe there was a past life there. So look around you. The answers are here, but we have to look for them and we have to find what rings true for us.
And sometimes a person can enter your life and you know exactly who they were to you in another life. That happened to me. I had a naval officer who came, he was limited duty. He came to work for me and he walked in and I shook his hand and instantly I knew he was my twin in another life in South America. The entire life, just, I could see the whole thing. And so,
and it's like a blinding flash when that happens.
When that happens, yeah, you go, oh my gosh, I know. And instead of blurting it out, I kept, because he worked for me, you know. I was lieutenant commander. I was the commander. I was the XO. So he worked for me. So there's, you know, there's certain protocol and mutual respect. But on a psychic level, guy was really psychic. If he had a bad day and he walked into my office just to ask a professional question, I would feel physically sick. So that past life connection was there, and I could feel it, and I could see it, and I knew it, and it was just like, okay, I get that. I'm aware of that.
Yeah. And you know, you're being respectful by not saying something. So what happens if somebody says, okay, this person killed me, blah, 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 blah. So what do I do about that now? How can I fix that?
If somebody poisons the well.
Poisoning the well. Good
that's
phrase.
The only way I can call it. They poisoned the well. Sometimes even with poison, you can neutralize the poison. And I would visualize the fact that this person, whoever said that, did not have your greater good in mind. They were being egotistically selfish, or to be blunt, because I'm surly today, they're just practicing black magic. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
That's not
surly. That's just being flat out honest.
That's about as honest as I can
be. There's white magic, gray magic, and black magic.
And if somebody walks up and says, oh my gosh, you know, you were X, Y, and Z, you didn't ask for that. They're trying to poison the well and they're going to feed on your emotion. They're a psychic vampire. And we have a course on that. Again, if somebody's poisoned the well, that doesn't mean that what they said is true. So I would look at them as suspect. That's how rumors are started. That's how, and you see this on social media too.
You do.
They do see things like this on social media. Somebody will say, well, I can see that you were perfect stranger in a chat room.
Right. And a lot of people will hand their power off in those little Facebook groups saying, oh, you know, I'm doing psychic readings about your past life. Tell me, you know, you're basically...
They're fishing. It's a fishing expedition so they can take
I'm going to call it psychic data mining.
Well, I think it's more... I would call it psychic energy mining, because once you've made the connection and they make that connection and they tell you something, now they can steal your energy. And that's not for your greater good. It's certainly not for theirs. Sometimes you have to be smarter and wiser than the person you think you're communicating with. You need to step back a little bit and go, wait a minute, that person does not have my best interest, because if they cared about me, they wouldn't have said such a cruel thing.
And back to the person who supposedly caused this fire that killed all these children. She's engendering a certain level of guilt that she didn't ask for. And so a big part of this is guilt serves no purpose really other than it seeks punishment. So learning how to dissolve that guilt, learning how to deal with that is huge.
Well, there's another way to look at it. Learning is sacred. It's really sacred. And you're here to learn. Every situation is an experience. And when you glean as much as you can from that experience. What is the lesson? Whether it's a divorce, a death, or a psychic telling you something about yourself that's not true, you can simply choose to reject it. Say, nope, that's not true for me. And it's like a doctor said, oh my God, this happened to you, so you're going to be X. And he gave me a label. And I looked at him and said, that's not true.
Yeah.
What gives you the right to label me? And I actually had a doctor tell my sister-in-law, you know, you had one heart attack, you know, you're definitely going to have another one. That wasn't true.
And it's planting a seed.
It's planting a seed and it's creating a cruel reality. Reject it. Don't allow it. You still have free will to accept or reject what's
said. Personal power.
Keep your personal power. I'm on my soapbox again. Somebody take it away from you.
So there's, you know, science behind reincarnation. We've all lived before. We're going to be living again. And there's always life.
I hope I come back and see you again.
You know,
I would like to be your...
As long as you're not so surly next... No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Anyways, we do have to go, but we want to really thank the Oil Lounge for sponsoring this show. And we want to thank our wonderful producer, Kat Grebe, for helping us all along the way. You are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio.
And don't forget to check out our courses on thekarmicpath.com because we are very specific in our information and tool dense courses.
Okay. And if the mics aren't muted yet, we did say that we're going to have an announcement this week, but we're going to postpone it just a couple more weeks. So we have a really big announcement coming in a couple of weeks.
We have to get our act together.
I know. It's so busy.
It's so busy.
All right. Thank you for listening and we will see you next week.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with the Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.